This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
In this real estate news brief for the week ending March 2nd of 2024, you'll hear what the Fed's favorite inflation gauge is telling us, the challenges facing builders today, and a popular new trend in home design. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. We begin with economic news from this past week. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation report came out last week showing the biggest increase in 4 months. The Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, or PCE, was up 0.3% in January, to an annual rate of 2.4%. The core rate, which excludes prices for energy and food, was also up 0.4%, with an annual rate of 2.8%. These results were not a surprise after similar reports for the Consumer Price Index and the Producer Price Index. But there are worries that the new reports will convince the Fed to wait longer to cut rates. The Fed has also admitted it expects a bumpy ride back to its 2% target. Fed officials will be relying on further incoming data to determine if inflation is trending back up or down before they make a decision on rate cuts. Wall Street economists are predicting we may see the first rate cut in June. The current short-term interest rate is 5.25% to 5.5%. The cost of housing is one big reason that inflation is so high, but the numbers have been coming down. Shelter costs from the PCE show an inflation rate of 6.1% in January. That's down from 6.3% in December and 8.3% in April of 2023. The numbers were similar for the CPI. The latest Case-Shiller home price report shows that home prices continue to move higher. The 20-city index had a new record in December with a 6.1% year-over-year increase. The national index was up 5.5%. The economy continues to show strength with a healthy GDP, although the government revised the Q4 GDP down slightly from 3.3% to 3.2%, but still strong. That follows another strong Q3 reading of 4.9%. Economists are predicting that the first quarter of this year will show a rate over 3%, despite these high short-term interest rates. Initial jobless claims moved higher last week, but not by much. They were up 13,000 to a total of 215,000 new applications for unemployment benefits. Continued claims were up 45,000 to a total of 1.9 million. Well, let's dig into the housing market. The Commerce Department reports that new home sales rose 1.5% in January to an annual rate of 661,000 sales. That's down from a revised 7.2% in December, but sales jumped in December when there was a sharp drop of interest rates. Pending sales for existing homes were expected to rise for the month, but were actually down to a surprising 4.9% in January. The National Association of Realtors says it's the biggest drop in home sales since last August. NAR's chief economist, Lawrence Yun, blames it on high interest rates. Construction spending was down slightly at the start of the year. The Commerce Department says it fell 0.2% in January to $2.1 trillion. That's the first time it's been down since December of 2022. And while that number covers public and private construction for everything, including housing, office buildings, and highways, the number for residential construction was up 0.2%. For single-family homes, it was up 0.6%. And for multifamily homes, it was down 0.4%. Mortgage rates are hovering just below the 7% mark. Freddie Mac says the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was up 4 basis points to 6.9%. The 15-year was down 3 points to 6.2%. And in other news-making headlines, it's been about 4 years since the pandemic caused major disruptions to global supply chains, and U.S. builders are still dealing with issues. As reported by Construction Dive, contractors still face shortages and high prices for materials like iron and steel, along with high costs for logistics and labor. Compared to February of 2020, construction input costs are up 38%. Those costs are up more than 50% for iron, steel, natural gas, and other unprocessed energy supplies. Prices for steel could go even higher due to competition with the EV industry for nickel, which is used to make stainless steel. Other costs are normalizing and providing some relief for builders. An analysis of Associated Builders and Contractors shows that prices have fallen for things like copper wire and products made of plastic or resin. They had skyrocketed during the pandemic. Gregory Beischer of Alaska Energy Metals told Construction Dive, "Prices are coming down from those extraordinary levels of a year or two ago, but they're not back to what we've seen pre-pandemic." If you're looking for a trendy new home design, check out barndominiums. The term has been interpreted in several ways over the last decade. It's been used to describe a barn that was converted into a home, or a structure that is both barn and home, a home that was built with a metal frame, and a home with a large shop area. A survey by the NAHB says that most people would define a barndominium as a home with that large shop area. One website that offers building plans for 7 barndominiums, or barndos, says the style has increased in popularity since sometime last year and is loved for many reasons. American Best House Plans goes on to say the barndominium style includes open concept floor plans, exposed support beams, expansive ceiling heights, oversized garages with workshop space, and more. We'll put a link to that website and other sources in the show notes at newsforinvestors.com. And if you'd like to invest in just regular rental properties, you could sign up for a free membership at our website at newsforinvestors.com. Once you're there, you'll find out about our upcoming live event in the San Francisco Bay Area, and you'll also get lots of free education online with over 500 educational webinars. Again, you can check that out at newsforinvestors.com. I'm Kathy Fedke. Thanks for joining me here on Real Estate News for Investors.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.